I think the Battle of the Box is going to be an excellent opportunity to give not only CPD for coaches, we've also got umpire courses going on. We've got our player pathway coaches and players coming in to do a bit of CPD from them as well. And I just think it's an excellent opportunity to bring lots of people together, lots of learning opportunities, as well as obviously seeing our fantastic squad in competition with Loughborough.
And the nice thing is as well, you've managed to get Gary along as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Gary's a top international umpire and he's travelled the world with his umpiring and he's got a lot of information to give back to the local umpires that we work with in both the B and C kind of levels. And it's fantastic that he's given up his time to work with us and our coaches. So, yeah, fantastic opportunity.
Also, the announcement today that there's going to be club and school offers.
Yep, so there's group offers available that everybody can get involved with. Hopefully we're getting people interested from Bath side of things as well to come over and get coaches over together, as well as obviously local people that are interested, as well as anyone in the London area really. It's just going to be a great opportunity to see two top teams battling it out and getting access into Copper Box, which is an iconic venue.
The nice thing is as well, similar events are going to be taking place for your next game at the University of Essex.
Absolutely, yeah. We're working and we want to give back into our communities and to give our coaches, players, umpires as much information as possible with regard to the game of netball. It's a fantastic opportunity to just learn from some of the people that we're working with. So we've got some Mary Ware workshops. Mary's from Malawi and has worked with the Malawi team as well as played for a number of years. So she's going to be doing some workshops as well alongside the university games.
We see things as well, like if you buy 10 tickets and you get 2 tickets free in a Bencross Mavs netball, 10 junior tickets free, 2 adult tickets, that kind of thing. It's all important, just getting people along to sample the games.
Absolutely. I mean, these matches have got so many role models for players to look up to, and I think it's important that we celebrate female sport and give players female role models to look up to, and I think it's an amazing opportunity for them to get involved, come down and support us on the day.
A bit more information on the Easter camps taking place. You've always got plenty going on.
Yeah, we've got Easter camps running, so all locally to us, so we've got them in lots of different locations. Mary's actually running a new coaching on one of the camps, so people can get involved and work with Mary on that side of things. But we've got other Super League players involved in some of the camps as well. So again, it's a fantastic opportunity to work with us on a local area and with the Super League players and coaches as well. Check out the information on our website.
All sections of the franchise performing well?
Yeah, I mean, I think this year is a slightly different year for us. We've got a very, very young squad from the under-19s coming through, which potentially could be together for the next 4 years. So it is a new cycle for us for the under-19s. The under-21s, again, are a very young squad, and they are, you know, coming through and working really well together. Sachelle Grant's doing a fantastic job with them. Trish Kalinski's working with the under-19s. And I think it's about giving the players opportunities and performance growth, really. So, yeah, we're at the start of a new four-year cycle for our pathway, and I think it's a really exciting place to be at the moment. So, yeah, plenty of opportunities and excited by some of the under-17s coming through as well.
Come games break shortly. Are things going to ease a little bit for you, or are you going to be as busy as ever?
No, it's planning for next year, really. I don't think it ever stops. I think it's always going to be the next thing, and it's like every match. You know, as soon as you finish a match, it's the next match and everything else looking forward. So I don't think you can ever take your finger off the pulse. It's constantly changing, evolving, and it's making sure that we're doing the right things for our players, our partners, and for everybody involved in the franchise. So, it's a busy time of year, but I love it. Wouldn't change it.
Is the blend just right of players that you've got then? Any results so far surprised you?
I think that there's a few results that are surprising. I don't think there's any easy teams this year. I think everybody's battling and competing for the top 4 spots. But yeah, I mean, I think for us, it's just making sure that we are doing the job that we need to and sticking to our own game plan and making sure that we're getting the best out of the athletes that we're working with. We've got a whole new attacking lineup this year and, you know, there's some exciting stuff coming, but it's just a consistency. And defensively, we know we can turn over more ball in different scenarios. So it's just making sure we take those opportunities. So, yeah, I mean, the Commonwealth Games break for the players will be good in the fact that they've got, you know, a week off. I've given them a week off and then we're back into training again. And we've got some other opportunities like the Mike Greenwood tournament that we're playing in Manchester with Lightning, Thunder and Team Bath as well. So that'll be a good opportunity for us to play and just to get some court time together as well. So no downtime.
And maybe not the right question, but I'm going to ask you it anyway. Are you where you want to be at this stage?
Yeah. I mean, we'd take third at the moment. We've still got some tough games coming up. We've got Lightning after the break and then Team Bath the next game. So, yeah, we've got some tough games coming up and we're looking for the top four spot once we've played everybody. And it's not going to be an easy task, but I believe that we can get there with the squad that we've got this year.